Okay, I'm going to actually talk a little bit about Everybody Music, okay? Before we play some more music. Because I want people to know where this is all coming from with me. So there's this belief that intelligence is the thing that separates us from all the other animals, sets us apart from all the animals. It's like our brains, you know? I don't think anything really sets us apart, but I do believe that our social connections are pretty special amongst the animals. And I think that our music is a really important part of that human connection that we have. And I believe that our bodies are actually designed to play music with each other. I think that that's because it really goes to places that words just can't at all. And that's part of the idea, is that we need to communicate on some much deeper levels. And it's gotten disconnected, you know, with texting. It's gotten disconnected from the sound. Like when you talk, there's the sound that's right there with it. It's part of the message. And then you're texting it, there's no sound. And on the computer, there's no sound. But the thing about a computer is it does have something that's very similar to music and our humanness and our relationships. And they have this thing where, like, you have these aliases. You create an alias of like a document, and then if you change something on the alias, it shows up in the document, and it's like everything is interactive. And that's how I feel about music and life, that they are so the same. They're the same thing, really, but we see them as different. But we know that, like, when you change something in one of them, it affects the other. And so I use music a lot as a kind of laboratory for working on my stuff. You know, like, there are certain things. I'm gonna list a couple, and then, like, you might have some ideas. But one of my axioms of life is that everybody is completely good. And good, you know, you could say completely God. You know, whatever term you want, however you want to talk about it, there's nothing wrong with any of us. And no one's better than anyone else. And it's the same with music. We're all completely musical. And no one is more musical than anyone else. I spent a life trying to shine the light on myself as a musician. And I'm really learning to get over that. I really am. It's a process, but I'm getting, and what helps me is just to see the music and everybody, and everyone is unique, and everyone has a special way of making music, and what is thought of as music by the music industrial complex is very one-dimensional. It's not to be able to read music, who cares? But, like, does that really, it's like there's so many musical skills, and one of them is knowing the essential musicality of everybody. That's a musical skill. And it's the same with life. And another example is, like, somebody who's a really good listener. You know the kind of person that when you're talking to them, you know they're really listening. Like, they're really there. They're hearing everything. That is a musical skill. And there, every once in a while, I meet a musician that has that skill. And it's not often, honestly. It's a special skill. And so if you work on that, I do it. I work on it with my music, and I work on it with my everyday life, and it affects each other. I'm learning how to listen. And another one is, like, that I tend to rush. I was telling the band this. Like, I tend to rush, speed up, and I need the band to kind of hold me back. And I'm that way in life, you know, I'm always like rushing. I'm always like, and I have trouble like sitting into like a ostinato, for instance, like just keeping something going, like repeating and just feeling a groove, endless groove. I'm always like getting, wanting to get the next thing. So as I work on that in music, it helps me in life too. And it goes back and forth all the time. So I really like, I encourage people to think of themselves as musical. And you can just do it by like what we just did, like feeling the music in you and taking the time every day, like in the morning, meditating on your musicality. You know, like what is something that you feel somebody just shout out, something that you think you're really good at in life, not in music? Or, you know, it could be music, then we go back the other way. What? You're good at art. Can you be like specific, like what in art?
Well, look at those two things.
Those things, those crosses? Okay, wow, that is like, there's so many qualities to that you could go into, like, it's being able to really channel your spirituality, maybe, like that's one thing I'm seeing in that quality. You know, you all already do bring it into your music. Wow, yeah. Anyone else? You got another thing that you're good at? I know these people, you're very humble. This is a humble congregation.
Woodworking.
You're good at woodworking. Can you imagine how that could apply to music?
Yeah, the saw makes a wonderful saw.
The sound of the saw. I would also say, because I've actually worked with you, and I've seen the way you work, and I've seen the way you're able to focus, like I'm all over the place, and you're like able to focus and to really think clearly about the organizational aspects of how this is all gonna fit together. And that's a thing, that's an important musical skill, to be able to put this music together in a way that's actually gonna work for people, like that we can really connect with. And Bradley, like, actually pretty much built my tiny studio in my trailer. And it's like, I love being in that trailer because I love being in my studio because a lot to do with Bradley thinking so well. Yeah, yeah. So, you understand what I'm trying to say here, right? Okay, I don't have to like belabor this. It's like, just obvious, I think everybody knows that this is like we all have this music and we want to explore the different ways that we could be musical and the different ways that we could be alive in this world together and to share and, you know, help each other and, you know, create a world that's actually livable together. So, and it involves music. So I think we're good with that. Okay? So should we sing?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So this song is good as a cappella, right? Right? This song is called Repurpose Hate and Turn It Into Love. So I just want to quote Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King said, darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. So when we, to repurpose hate, because hate is just an expression of fear, really, but it's an aggressive expression of fear. But it's an alarm, you know? Fear is an ancient quality of all animals, of being alerting us to danger and alerting us to things that have to be attended to. So if we think of the hate as really just an alert, and we take it and we let ourselves be vulnerable and take it in and turn it into love, we can really do that. I really think that we can repurpose hate and turn it into love. And if we sing it, it even works better. So the song goes like this.
And we made, it's a round, and Kelly
knows how we worked on this today. Okay, so, repurpose hate and turn it into love. That was sung in a round. Now we're going to do a song called Beautifully Flawed, which is based on the concept that we are all flawed, and the lyrics are right there, so really, it's important that you sing along with your flawedness. Ready?
Ready.
Every month, every human and dog. No, but I mean, I'm running out of things to do. You want to do everybody music again?
I think they were really getting into it and we'll stop.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play my microphone. And we don't care if it's in tune, do we? Do you have any questions?
Is it tuned up?
Do you have any answers?
Tell us who you bring everybody music to and how you bring that program to the world.
We're trying to create a center for the connective arts.
which is going to be where we're going to be able to do more of that. But in terms of outreach, bringing it out to people, oh yeah, every Saturday when it's nice, we go to the courthouse and we sing these songs that kind of like, some of them are like, they challenge. Some of these songs challenge, but they also inspire. The songs, you know, about change. It's called Singing Our Transformation, Singing Our Metamorphosis, or whichever way you want, Singing Our Evolution. There's different ways to approach the whole concept. But we're really like trying to foster change, which I think change, anybody feel like change could be useful in this world?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's good enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about sort of compared to your experiences with doing your work with kids, and you have experience with doing your work with people who call themselves adults. Can you tell us like how they compare, how they're similar or different?
Well, kids are the ones that really are the best teachers, and they tend to be the most kind of like ready for action, ready for anything. I find, yeah, and they tend to, and adults, you know, people that identify as adults or not, tend to feel they have the stories. They tend to, like the stories are long, like the stories about whatever they feel like is wrong with them, or what they can't do, or what they should do, or what they shouldn't do. These are long stories. Kids tend to have much shorter stories. So it's a little easier to look at them and come up with new ideas. But I mean, you do have more experience with that than I do.
Well, it's just different. I like that. I like that children have shorter stories. It makes me wonder whether maybe I should shorten my stories about my shortcomings.
Exactly. And one good way to shorten them is to do things that challenge those stories. And like just say, hey, that story doesn't really work anymore. Because now we're doing something like, I had this story, most people that I know, most of us, think that they can't sing. You know, it's ridiculous, imagine that. They don't think that they can sing. That's a story, that's a really old story. You know, a lot of times when I'm working with people one-on-one, wrap it up?
No, turn around so they can hear you.
what I find is that, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry, story.
Working with people one-on-one.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's not about teaching people how to do things, like how to like read or do this or do that. It's about like losing those stories. It's really simple as that. Unlearning the story. And on that note, what was the song we're gonna
do?
The song is repeat.
Give me, 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 give me
I guess we should do that last song, right?
That song. Love Wins.
Okay. So this is a song that, can I look at this?
Yes, you can.
This is a song that really you can just make up stuff as you go. Like, I do have a couple of ideas. Like, when you feed each other, love wins. When you love your enemy, love wins. You know, these are some basic concepts, but I'd love for you to throw out some ideas as we do this. So you shout them out, things that we can do together that causes love to win. Because, you know, love, I want love to win from us. Okay, how's this, in G minor? Okay. When you love each other, love wins. When you love each other, love wins. Let's do it up. When you love each other, love wins. Love wins again and again and again and again and again. When you feed each other, love wins. When you feed each other, love wins. When you feed each other, love wins. Not always in the game.
Shut it up!
What has happened?
When we forget each other,
love
wins. Beautiful.
When we forget each other, love wins. When we forget each other, love wins. Love always wins again and again.
When we listen to each other,
when we listen to each other, love wins. When we listen to each other, love wins. When we listen to each other, love wins. Love always wins again and again and again.
We speak our truth
when we speak our truth. Love wins. When we speak our truth, love wins. Love always wins again and again and again and again and again and again.
When we help each other,
love wins. When we help each other, love wins. When we help each other, love wins.
Love always wins again and again and again and again and again and again.
When we sleep
together, share it. When we share together, love wins. When we share together, love wins. When we share together, love wins. Love always wins again and again and again and again and again.
When we hug each other.
When we hug each other.
When we get together,
love wins. When we get together, love wins. When we get together, love wins. Love always wins again and again and again.
When we do the song together.
Teach each other.
guess that's probably it, right? Okay.
Thank you, Jonathan. That was very good.
Thank you.
What an experience, huh? Let's hear it for Jonathan.
Thank you. The
work in progress band. Let's hear it for them.
Yeah.
So much truth in our experience here tonight. I don't know what else I can say to add to it. And I believe that the truth is love does win. Thank God for that. Thank you for that. Thank all of us. Thank you for bringing our awareness. And that we get to experience it every day when we pay attention. So go with that. Go with this experience. Go with the light that's been shared, one with the other, and go in peace.